disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. He was well spoken of by the brothers at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places. For they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them for observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in numbers daily. So now we're going to go to 2 Timothy, verse 1. And let's see what Paul had to say about Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Let's say our scripture declaration together. Lord, we honor your word to us. May your truth become our heart's pursuit and our life's practice.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. Appreciate it. And everyone, I do want you to know that I'm aware of the time, and I will not keep you from the celebrations that you have. I'm going to do my very best to move quickly. If I talk real fast, can y'all listen real fast? All right? If we can do that, then that'd be great. Also, just want to mention, if you are here for the first or second time and you haven't maybe received a gift card from us, Miss Kirthy, right over here in the yellow, she's waving at everyone, and she's going to have a Starbucks gift card for you. It is our way of saying thanks for being here. So if you are here for the first time, please swing by and grab one of those from Kirthy. All right, so we appreciate all of you for being here and being a part of things. Let's begin with something to learn. And as we do, we see that Timothy was an early pastor in the early church. He was probably the pastor of the church at Ephesus, which was probably the strongest church in the New Testament that we know of. And as we look at this, we see that as Acts chapter 16 is happening, he's there and he begins the missionary journeys with Paul from this point forward. So he really is kind of called out of obscurity and out of somebody that is unknown, and yet he has been somebody who's been growing in the faith from all of the time that he has been around his mother and his grandmother. And specifically, we see him being the kind of the legacy of Eunice and Lois, two women that are kind of unknown according to most of us in the New Testament, but truly remembered by God as two women who poured into this incredible young man named Timothy, becoming one of the main leaders in the early church. And so as we go on to our next slide, we see that he learned this faith from these women, and that is so like many mothers and many wives, that they give and they do all of these things behind the scenes, and yet it seems like they're not doing anything really important, and yet It is the thing that makes huge impacts later because of what they've poured into other people. And mothers, most of the time, are so quickly the people that will volunteer to sacrifice themselves, their time, their effort, their energy, and pour into their kids because of how much they love them. Most moms would rather see their kids do well than do well themselves. That's by far the majority. And so we see here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 that Tiffany just read, that he says, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well." In other words, what your grandmother gave to her mother, or to your mother, came down to you. It was these women who poured themselves into you that is bearing so much amazing fruit today. And so as we see these mothers and these women, they are women behind the scenes. Now, I love, and one of my very favorite Bible characters is the woman Esther. She is one of those people who is out front. She's the beauty queen. She is the woman who becomes an orphan and eventually ends up in the throne room. She is an amazing woman. I've preached an entire message series, one of my very favorites to ever preach, on Esther. And so I understand that Esther has her place. She is amazing. But there are so many moms who do not necessarily identify with Esther as being the beauty queen or the one who had gone through so many different things and then eventually ended up in the throne room. That's not their calling or their lot in life. But I think almost every single mother today can identify with pouring into your kids and getting back more than you poured in and realizing that God has taken what you gave and multiplied the offering and done something in their lives in powerful ways that makes huge differences and huge impacts, even though all of the effort, all of the pouring into, all of the giving, all of the faithfulness was almost always done behind the scenes. Now, I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to respond back to me, but I don't know if you guys have, I'm talking about this with my own mom, with my own wife. Can I get an amen? I mean, amen. This is the stuff that happens and has happened. And for many of us, we first learned of our faith by hearing our mother sing "Jesus Loves Me" to us when we were in the cradle. I mean, how much of a legacy do you and I have from the mothers that have poured into us? And so as we keep moving here, I want to just share with you that these legacies cannot end. And I know I'm going to do a little bit of jumping around here, okay? I get it. But I want to just share with you that these legacies cannot end. And it's just crazy for me, actually. I can't believe Anaya and Isis here to see this. I didn't know y'all were coming today, but y'all made the screen today. Y'all are about to make the screen right here. So let's take a look at this picture. Look at this. So if you don't know, this is from Hurricane Harvey here in the church. And yes, we've done a paint job since then. Okay, so but yes, there is Anaya and there is Isis and others in there. There's even me before the gray hairs had, you know, the upper hand in the battle, right? And you can probably recognize some families and some faces there. And what is beautiful here is this is such a beautiful picture of Fort Bend County coming together to serve those from Fort Bend County. There's like 6+ people groups represented in this people, in these people of about 26 folks. These are a handful of the people that helped and were a blessing. It's not everybody, because I could start calling off people like Peter or Keel or whatever, and on down the list of the people that helped. They just weren't there for that particular picture. But can I just share something with you that I want to make sure that you understand? Let's go to our next slide. There's 26 people in this picture, and there is one of them that was over 50 years old at that time. So in some ways, we're very diverse in that picture, and then in other ways, we're not very diverse in that picture, but it's generationally. Do you guys understand what I'm saying and what I'm driving at? The idea here is that generationally, we are not diverse in that picture because people are living longer than ever before. And I want to just kind of give you the idea and the emphasis that no matter who you are, No matter what your age, no matter what you've done in the past, you still have a purpose to pour into people's lives. As we just heard about Timothy being the result of the grandmother who poured into the mother who poured into him, this is generational change because of them being active and being involved. And as I look at this picture, I realize that the gal that is there, that is the 50-year-old in that picture, now, some of us are over 50 now, I get it, okay? But here's what I'm sharing with you. Ultimately, we want to make sure that we do not ever reach a finish line, that we as mothers, that we as fathers, that we as grandparents continue to constantly pour into the lives of the people around us, no matter what. Now, again, I say there were more people involved, but this picture captures the good and also the growth area that we can say, you know what, I still want to stay involved. And today, I'm going to give you guys a shout out. Frank and Roseanne, you all are watching on your TV right now. Frank is actually in the hospital, and I want to just say we love you. We're praying for you. We're encouraging you. Just dealing with some issues that he's trying to get cleaned up and fixed up. But these are wonderful people who are perfect examples of people that are later in their life that are saying, I am not done being a blessing, that the God that has brought me this far has brought me to be a blessing continuing and moving forward. So please keep us going as we say, no matter where we are, no matter what age we are, we're called to be a blessing and continually to be pouring into those lives that are close to us. Now, let's go to our big idea real quickly because we only have just 3, 4, 5 minutes left here. Here is the big idea. Let's go 2 more slides forward, if you don't mind, to the other big idea. We've got to embrace motherhood as a God-given role positioned for powerful impact. Now, I know that not all of you are mothers. I know I'm speaking to some of you who have beards like me, okay? So you're not a mama, all right? We get it. But here is what we have to do. We have to say, whatever she needs to be the best that she can be, my role is to be a blessing and encouragement and help her to be her very best. And moms, I put the little dot there, okay? And I want to go to our next slide as well. And I did this for my wife. Whether you're a stepmom or a mom, whether you're an aunt or you're a lolly, that's what my wife is being called these days. She's a lolly, not a grandma, you know, but she is a lolly. Whoever it is, your role has positioned you for powerful impact. Now, I want to slow down for just a moment, and I want you to think about this. Can you imagine how much of an impact that you can have if you are intentional, especially if you are not caught up in the everyday? So if you're an aunt who has an opportunity to pour into a child, a younger person, or a grandmother, or a mother figure, whoever you might possibly be, just understand that as the role has come to you, you have the opportunity to be a person of impact. It's not a surprise that the grandmother, and then the mother, and then Timothy were a blessing. Why? Because it was generationally done, and each person took their role and gave it their very best. But here is what often happens. We do our work, we come to a finish line in our mind, and we cease to be the person who's driven to make the impact. And that is where things begin to fall and fall down. We are rich if we are giving ourselves to the multi-generational mindset, where we have wisdom from the older, the energy from the young, and everywhere in between. But for many of us, we are just going to honor one and then forget the other, and we cannot afford to do that. Whoever you are, wherever you find yourself in that timeline, you have worth and value, and you have to be intentional and bring that to the fore. So real quickly, if you don't mind, Scott, if you don't mind jumping down to, let's go to slide number 34, and we're going to talk about how you can bring hope and how you can have hope as a mother. First of all, You have the heart for your best child. And I don't mean that you have a good child and a bad child and then you have a best child. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the very best that your child can be, every single one of them. The very best that they can be, that you bring out the best in every single one of your children. Now, let me ask you this question. How many of you have more than one kid? Can I see your hands? Same gene pool, same house, same all that stuff, and they're incredibly different. Can I get an amen, right? Crazy how that happens. And how I raised Tori, my oldest, and how I raised Taryn, my middle, and how I raised Tatum, my youngest, does not fit each and every one. Different, different, different. I have to raise them different. If I want the best out of her, I can't do what I did for her. If I want the best out of her, it's going to be different than what I did for the middle. You see what I'm saying? You have to be passionate and get your very best. You be optimistic even in the hard times because they are inevitable. They will come. But then the power of prayer and praise that is seen on the very first missionary journey that Timothy takes, and we're going to get there in just a quick second, and then finally that everyone benefits. So here's what I want to share with you very quickly. Let's go to the power of prayer and praise on slide number 31 real quickly, if you don't mind. Just check this out. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying, singing hymns to God, prisoners listening to them. This is all happening on the very first missionary journey that Timothy takes. I can't imagine what must have been going through his mind. They're thrown into prison. They've been beaten within an inch of their life. And there they are in the inside of the prison. But then suddenly there's a great earthquake. The foundations of the prison are shaken. And immediately all of the doors are open and everyone's bonds were unfastened. Here's what I want you to see. Let's go to our next slide and then let's talk about this. All of the doors were opened. Everyone's bonds were unfastened. Why? Because those two men were praying and praising. Moms, if you will consistently pray and you will consistently praise, there is an amazing bit of power that begins to flow outward from you. And the bonds that you want to see loosed in your children, your grandchildren, your aunt, you know, your nieces, nephews, all of their lives, that begins not just simply with them, but many times it begins with you being willing to pray and to praise even in the difficult things that are going on. So I know we are done with our time. I know that I haven't had an opportunity to share each and every part, but let me just share with you. We thank you for what you have done. Moms, you have been an amazing influence and an amazing blessing in our lives. But don't stop. We need you until the Lord takes you home. We need you to be engaged. We need you to be involved, to roll up your sleeves and say, I can't do what I used to do, but I can still do something. If you are a young person, say, I've got energy. I want to go. I want to move. I want to do for the Lord. Take it seriously and realize that it is a role that has one of the biggest impacts in all of the world. But here is what I would share with you as well. Don't ever stop making that generational impact. It is so important and it is so appreciated. Let's check out this video as we close. Well, thank you so much, moms, for all that you do. I hope you have a great rest of the day. And thank you for being here and spending a part of your day here together with us. And guys, ladies, whoever you are, make sure and say thanks to your mom today for all that she's done. Make it a special day for her. Guys, especially for your wives as well as your own moms, do all that you can to help them to understand what a big impact and what a blessing they are having. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for placing in our lives the mothers that you have. Lord, we understand that it is so many times that our mother has been the face of God, the voice of God, the hands of God to us. In so many ways, Lord, they have shown us what it is like to be touched by the Lord himself because they have just been so tender, so present, and so kind in our lives. We thank you for them. Thank you for providing them for us. Lord, may you bless our mothers that are here today. May they not in any way allow anything to diminish the most important role that you have given them, and that is to be a mother, to have an impact, to pass down generationally those things that they have learned from grandmother to mother to son or to daughter, and make them, Lord, that person that values so much the role that you have provided. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone together said, amen. Thank you guys so much for your time and for your attention. It's been a pleasure to worship with you. As always, it is something that I do not take for granted. So thank you for being here and being a part of things today. And we're going to end today the way that we always do. And y'all can say it right along with me. We have just heard God's word. Now let's go live it. God bless you guys. Love you, moms. Y'all have a good day. Take care.